Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great, too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The MMA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Shady Rays. Go to ShadyRays.com and use promo code SGPN for 50% off 2 pairs of polarized sunglasses.
Howdy, y'all, degenerators, and welcome to the MMA Gambling Podcast and Sports Gambling Podcast Network, episode 326. Gummy once again is telling me who to dedicate an episode to Maka Prime, one of our new friends in the SGPN Discord, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/discord. So now we have two Makas in there, and they both have like no pictures on their avatar, so it's getting confusing. One of them is Canadian. This one is the non-Canadian, I think. Maybe he or she is secretly Canadian, which we can always hope for. So Gumby's out here promising episode dedications. Yesterday's was supposed to be to the Easter Bunny, but no, he made me give to someone else. And today, I don't know. I'm glad he gave me someone for today. So Maka Prime, thank you for joining the Degen family. Thank you for joining the podcast. I am your host, Jeff Chalks Fox. This is one of our regularly scheduled Monday non-UFC events. I want to call it regional, but it's not. We're doing PFL. Not really a regional promotion, or a pretty big promotion. I enjoy watching it. It's the only other promotion I really consistently watch other than the UFC or dipping in and out of fights in other cards, but I do watch PFL. So we're going to break down week 3 of it. Oh, there's a Canadian at the top of the card too. So there's a bunch of reasons to watch it. So let's bring in the PFL Whisperer. Well, he'll have to tell us how he did on PFL week 2. It's the regional MMA Whisperer, the PFL Whisperer, Daniel Gumby Freeland.
There's not a Canadian on the top of this card.
He's
there might be one on the bottom of this card, but they're definitely not one on the top.
Olivier Aubin Mercier, dude.
Is he not on the prelims?
That can't be right, because he's like
I'm telling you,
the poster though, and he's the champion. It's so.
I'm not arguing with you that he's not on the poster.
Yes.
I'm just telling you.
PFL has him. PFL and Tapology have him on prelims. That wouldn't make sense, though.
It wouldn't?
No. Why would you put your champion on the prelims?
Because you're PFL.
Maybe. We're going to break down his fight anyhow.
All right, cool.
Because he's a gangster, dude.
He's a Canadian gangster. He's a Canadian.
That's it's a qualifier. He's not just a gangster. He's a Canadian gangster. I think that downgrades you a bit. All right, you want to tell us about week 2 of the PFL?
I want to go in 2-2 on that one.
Yeah, a fight fell through, right? The Castro.
Yeah.
Fight fell
through. Dennis Goltzoff was supposed to fight my man Jorgen De Castro.
The Mad Titan.
I'm pretty sure we would have smoked that pick all day because Jorgen De Castro wound up losing to a light heavyweight in Daniel Marquez. And pretty easily too. And what I said was Daniel Marquez. Well, when I was talking about Dennis Goltzoff, is Dennis Goltzoff good enough to control him, good enough to outbox him? Daniel Marquez was also that, and much smaller, and that's pretty sad. So that one fell through. That was kind of a bummer. But other than that, we went 2-2. Aspen Ladd showed her ugly self, losing a majority decision to Eleni Kolesnik.
Oh, God, she looks so bad.
So did Henan Faria. Henan Faria.
I didn't see that fight, but I'll take your word for it.
He's just like a dude who, like, when he looks good, he looks so freaking good. And when he looks bad, he looks so freaking bad.
Those guys are the worst trying to pick.
Yeah, I wouldn't pick either of those guys to win this season. But then Capoloza, Bruno Capoloza, looks so good knocking out Matthew Scheffel. And, of course, Larissa.
How's that guy Brazilian? Matthias Scheffel. That's totally a German name.
Yeah, I think he trains in Germany. Am I wrong?
Okay. Maybe he is German then, yeah.
Yeah, I think he's of German origin. And then Pacheco beat Juliana Budd. So we want to go 2-2. Not much to talk about here. We were down a little bit overall, but we're still up like 12 plus units on the year on regional MMA. So that's all we need.
And top bonus, no right wing dictators in the front row of that event. So that's always a plus, right?
It's good. That's good.
He paused. He's like, do I want to respond to this? No.
That's pretty much an entire episode with you is me it's being true. Like,
do I want to respond to this?
Do I want to respond to Jeff Fox?
It's true.
The answer is yes. I like my job.
Yes. All right. That's you do want to respond to what I'm telling you about. And I'm telling you about go buy some Shady Rays right now before we break down more fights. You can do it while I talk to you. I'll tell you why you want to get some Shady Rays. You can kick off the new year with new gear built to last. Our friends at Shady Rays have you covered from the sun to the slopes with premium polarized shades, customizable snow goggles, and much more. Shady Rays is an independent sunglasses company that offers a world-class product that's just as good as any expensive pair we've worn. Durable frames and extremely clear optics for outdoor adventures. That's not all. Shady Rays offers the most insane protection in all of eyewear. Every pair of sunglasses is backed by lost and broken replacements. If you lose or break your pair, even on day one, they told us they will send you a brand new pair. No questions asked. We know you guys are klutzes and you're going to break them, so that's why we asked for you. Wear your Shady Rays with confidence because they have your back long after you purchase. With Shady Rays, you can look good and feel good. To date, they've donated over 20 million meals to fight hunger with Feeding America. That is a great thing. If you don't love them, exchange for a new pair or return them for free within 30 days. There's no risk when you shop with Shady Rays. Their team always has your back. Exclusively for our listeners, Shady Rays is giving out their best deal of the year. Go to shadyrays.com and use promo code SGPN for 50% off two or more pairs of polarized sunglasses. Try for yourself. The shades rated 5 stars by over 200,000 people. That's shadyrays.com, promo code SGPN. Ever since we got called armless, what were we called? Armless
Bay. You're armless Bay.
Does not want to agree with anything I say.
Even I don't ever. I like good reviews. Leave us a good review.
Yeah, we haven't. You cowards. I called you guys cowards. All right.
We haven't had a good review since you started calling our listeners cowards.
It worked for everyone else. Well, the golf podcast gave away a driver. That helped get them reviews. But still, hockey podcast calls their listeners cowards, and they get horrible reviews, which was good. Complaining about the swearing and the stuff they say, which was funny, but they got good reviews too. I'm calling you people out. You're cowards if you haven't given us reviews.
I swore a lot in the last episode.
You did. Right off the bat, he was dropping. He sounded like he lived in Massachusetts.
Is that how like you say it? It was like I was a Rob Font fan.
Yeah. You can't even buy PIB extra in Massachusetts, can you?
No, we don't have
PIB extra. What a horrible state. You can't in New York State either, which is garbage. I'm going to have to like go to like Michigan now that I have an addiction to it. That's the closest place. I got to drive 3 hours to Detroit to buy
PIB. Never had PIB extra. Get in on it.
Yeah, it's awesome. It was good when it was Mr. PIB. I think it's better now that it's changed its name. But I already dedicated
well, because it to PIB. That's because it's extra.
It is extra. It's true. Okay. PFL 3. Let's break her down. All right. They're extra. They have a whole bunch of extra.
Good transition.
That's true. Okay. It's a good transition word. We're going to think that their site is messy because they messed up because they have a weird bout order. Oh, do we have odds yet? Yesterday we didn't.
Yeah.
Well, we do. Okay. Now I have to. I got you.
You just cue me up. I'll give you the odds.
Okay. We're going to start with the man so nice they named him twice. Magomed Karamov. Is there a Magomed space Karamov that fights or someone with the last name Karamov? I think there might be. Or the first name Karamov. Anyhow. This is Magomed Karamov versus Ben Eagley. Is it Eagley or Eagley? Eagley, maybe?
Eagley.
So neither of the two I said. Good job. All right. I'm going to tell you about Eagly. No, I said it wrong again, didn't I?
You're close enough. Just keep
really going. Closer than your other co-host would get, right? He's brutal. Not your other co-host. I like him, but no, this guy, Ben, he's brutal. Ben, he's 14-4, 2 knockouts, 14 submissions. That is brutal. He's finished all of his opponents that he's beaten, and he himself never been finished in a fight. This is his PFL debut. These are all tournament fights, right? They don't have.
They're all in the regular season.
Yes. Okay. That's what I meant. They don't have any just for the heck of it fights or alternates or anything like that. No, this is for in the welterweight tournament, regular season, excuse me. All right. So this is his debut in PFL as well. 2-0 over his last two, 2-2 over his last four. Both of his wins, his last two wins were via submission. However, he's not fought since January of 2022. He's not lost since July of 2020. So that's a pretty good streak he's got going. Multiple region championships on his
mantle.
Finally got to say it again. Go buy the shirt. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/store. You'll go in there. You'll know what I'm talking about when you see the shirt. 2013 was his pro MMA debut. 4 inches of reach, and he's at number. Give me the number.
Oh, Ben Eagly is plus 600.
Oh God. All right. Magomed Karimov, 30-6. 11 knockouts, 9 submissions. He's been knocked out once, submitted 3 times. 12-1 in the PFL. He was a 20. Sorry. Yeah, it is 20, but 2018 champ. That's a better way of saying it. In the PFL, he's won 2 straight and 14 of his last 15 fights. 1-0 on World Series of Fighting, so he's an old school dude. Used to fight at middleweight, 2008 pro MMA debut, pancration champion, an army hand-to-hand combat champion, a Thai boxing champion, 2 years younger, inch taller, and he's at minus
negative 100 or 900.
Yeah, 100 would be nice, but minus 900. Okay, now to break it down, I'm going to quickly write down the other odds. Go ahead.
Nothing to talk about here, really.
Oh, great. You got to kill time.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to give you any time. Eagly is a guy who comes forward. He's got a lot of aggression in the way he attacks, moving forward, trying to get in people's space. But at the same time, his biggest issue is that, like, he moves forward without too many gifts in the striking. Right, like so.
Gifts,
so
like those movable video things. A GIF?
No. GIFs with a T.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Are we on the same page now?
We are. I'm ready to get odds still.
Yeah, yeah. So, he moves forward without too many things that he can do in the striking. Like he's got like a pawing jab, but that's pretty much it. And like, it's just so clear he wants to grapple. And like all of his recent wins are grappling. And as you mentioned, he's like a professional grappler. He's grappled, you know, he fought Richie Martinez on a submission underground. He fought, you know, Kyle Chambers. And like all these guys are like high level grapplers. But like he was on a submission underground against Craig Jones, who's legit. But he loses all of those. So like he's a decent grappler. He's not an insanely good grappler. And in addition to that, if he can't get it down, it's just like, what are we doing here? And he's fighting a guy who he can't get it down against in Magomed Karimov, who just like, I don't know. I'm not going to say Magomed Karimov is like a Habib-esque person, but like, you know, he's a guy who stuffs takedowns and you have to outbox in order to beat. And the only person who I've seen do that so far is Ray Cooper. This ain't Ray Cooper. So, yeah, give me Karimov.
All right. Magomed Karimov is the pick. We're going to lightweights. Roush Manfio versus Alexander Martinez. We'll tell you about Manfio first. Cavallo de Guerra. We've talked about this before. It means?
Cavallo de Guerra. Warhorse?
Yes. Wow.
Look at that.
The linguist. He's 16-4 with 8 knockouts, never been finished in a fight. 5-1 in PFL. He was the 2021 PFL champion. Lost his last fight, so he was not the champion last year. Was a regional champion before all this. He used to fight at featherweight, 0-1 in the Ultimate Fighter, plus 120. Martinez, 10-3, 2 knockouts, 4 submissions, never been finished in a fight. 3-3 in PFL, 2-1 over his last three, did lose his last fight. He's 3 years younger, 3 inches taller than Manfio, minus 150.
I'm going to go. You said minus 150?
Yes.
I'm going to go with Manthio here. Okay. The reason I'm going with Man... What, did you say plus number?
Manthio's plus 120, unless I...
Get the hell out of here, really?
I was rushing, and yep, plus 120 is what I see him on best.
Man, I did not expect that at all.
We're giving you it.
Yeah, no, I'll take dog Manvio money here. I think Manvio does an excellent job of creating space. I think Manvio does an excellent job of picking people apart. I think the only real gap in Manvio's game, as far as like, you know, if we're talking about gaps as far as PFL goes, is the wrestling. Like, he had trouble with the wrestling of Olivier Aubin-Mercier, and like, that's fine, but he...
Mercier.
Yeah, sure. Mercier. Yeah, you can be as Canadian as you want, but don't
force me. You used to live down in the Bayou area, didn't it? People talk that way?
No, they just talk slower. Mercier. But no, OAM beat him with his wrestling. Don Madge, though, who, by the way, I love Don Madge. I think Don Madge is a beast. Like, he got some takedowns, but then had to box with him and didn't do well. Like, Rod Zaboff didn't do well. Clay Collard couldn't box him. Anthony Pettis couldn't box him. Like, I think Raj Manvio is a slept-on dude. And the thing about Alex Martinez is, like, yeah, he's beaten some guys, too. But it's not like he's going to get at Manvio with the grappling. So, like, if this takes place on the feet, I think the way that Manvio... Especially the way that Manvio beats the front leg. Like, when you're talking about guys when they're boxing and trying to just, like, have the front leg in the right position so that they can land the jab and they can land the big overhand right and all that kind of stuff, I think Manvio does that so much better than Alex Martinez. And I think that could be a big difference here in the fact that, like, if they try to grapple, I think he's got an advantage there. Yeah, give me Manvio here. I can't believe he's a dog.
I'm giving you hopefully he's a dog on whatever book y'all are using, because yeah, he's a dog.
That's surprising.
That's what else. They didn't list what book that was, but that's what I saw him at. That's what I'm giving it to you, Gumby. So hopefully in the real world.
We're probably getting some Bet Online odds, and then they'll come out for a real book soon.
Okay. So hopefully IRL in the real IRL? IRW?
In real life.
That's true. IRL. I had it right.
You got this, dude.
Dad had it. All right. Let's give you one more fight before we give you another ad. We're going to give you, since the fight order is weird how they had it. I'm not willing to admit that the Canadians are not at top. So let's go lightweights. Nathan Schultz. It makes no sense because Burgos and Aubin-Mercier are the biggest names on this card, probably, right?
That fight rules, dude.
Yeah. We'll get there. Schultz versus Stevie Ray. Not Harlem Heat Stevie Ray, but no. Not Booker T's brother. The Braveheart Stevie Ray. 25-11. The other Stevie Ray would not make lightweight. Braveheart is 25-11. 6 knockouts, 9 submissions. He's been knocked out 3 times, submitted 4 times. 2-2 in the PFL. He was the 2022 finalist. That would have been last year. 2-2 over his last 4. He got knocked out in the Canadian gangster last fight. Yeah. I guess he would have, right? In the championship last year. That's a gangster move. He was 7-4 in the UFC. He was also the Cage Warriors champion. He also has multiple regional championships on his
mantle.
Get the shirt. Used to fight at welterweight, 2010 at pro MMA debut. He's a BJJ champion. He's got inch reach on Schultz plus 260. The books are not impressed by that resume I just read off. Russo is his nickname. Why is his nickname Russo? Or is it Husso?
I don't know the answer to that.
Well, you're the nickname guy. You should...
All right, sorry, I'll get around to it.
He is Brazilian, so... actually, is he Brazilian? Nathan Schultz? No, probably not.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yes? Well, it's Husso then probably too, which is even better. Anyhow, Husso is 23-5-1. 4 knockouts, 10 submissions, excuse me. Knocked out once, submitted once. 12-2-1 in the PFL. Was a 2018 and 2019 PFL champion. Were they giving away $1 million back then or not?
I think so.
Wow, he is rich and he's still getting his face bashed in. He's 1-2 straight and 3-5. Won his last fight via submission. He was 0-1 in the World Series of Fighting. Was regional champion. 2011 pro MMA debut. 2 years younger than Ray. -335.
So, real quick, I'm just going to take a quick second out of our podcast before I... before I make a pick here, to tell you guys that if you have the means, and I don't usually do this, but if you have the means to pick, to give a little bit of money to a GoFundMe campaign, Stevie Ray's daughter is very ill with, she has some sort of, it's basically like epilepsy, but it gives her like life-threatening seizures. He's been posting it all over social media, as have a bunch of his teammates. And it's like the type of shit that's not like treatable with drugs right now, which means she needs like a large surgery that's like $100,000 for him. And even Dana White, who doesn't give any money to anything ever, even Dana White is giving money to this fucking cause. So like,
boy,
if you got the
money about it,
what?
It's a good cause. Well, why are you cursing it about it?
Because Dana White never gives money. To
Dana White could pay for the whole surgery. So anyhow,
he could. But he at least gave some of it, which yep. I'll shout out. So I'm just saying, like, if you got a couple of bucks that you could give to Stevie Ray for his the tragic situation his daughter is in, you know, shout out to that. I'm going to give for the small platform I have, I like to try to make a difference.
This is a big platform. And anyone listening has the means to donate money.
If you want money on John Salter, give $5 to Stevie Ray.
Exactly.
And man, this sounds so bad after doing this. I'm going to take Nancy Schultz.
Yep. Daddy's getting beat up.
I hate this, but I'm going to take this John Schultz. Look, the guys, man, Stevie Ray's not going to beat anybody he can't out-grapple, right? Like, like Stevie Ray, when he can out-grapple you, is like in the money, right? Like, that's why he beat Anthony Pettis twice. That's why he beat Michael Johnson when you got that majority decision, whether or not you think he actually won that fight. But that's also why he lost to Olivier Aubin-Mercier, although he got knocked out in that fight. It's why he lost to Alex Martinez. He's not going to beat anybody he can't out-grapple. Natan Schultz, he can't out-grapple. Natan Schultz, you know, great takedowns. He out-grappled Marcin Held. He can also force you to stay standing. You know, he arm-triangled Jeremy Stevens. Like, Natan Schultz's got, like, so many weapons. Yeah, like, I just think Natan Schultz is the type of guy who, if you can't take him down, you're going to be forced to strike with him. And I also just think he could take down Stevie Ray. As sad as it sounds, I think Stevie Ray winds up in his back for a lot of this fight, and Natan Schultz wins.
No, this is good. We're gonna look at the bright side here. All the money you make off of Stevie Ray losing, you can donate a portion of it to help his daughter. So
what did you have on the number on Schultz?
-335. So not very good. You got to bet a lot of money, but still.
Yeah, that's not even good.
You know what is good? Underdog Fantasy is very good. We're brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy is a great place to get down on fantasy and player props all year long. Underdog Fantasy has your favorite NBA, NHL, MLB daily games. Plus, they're already doing best ball drafts for the 2023 NFL season. Head over to underdogfantasy.com. Use promo code SGPN for 100% deposit bonus up to $100. That's underdogfantasy.com, promo code SGPN. I should race through that most important part. All right.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great, too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
We'll say the co-main event. Welterweight Sadabu Sai versus Jarrah Al-Solawi. They can't headline over the Canadian boy. Tell you about Al-Solawi.
You're
first.
Really sticking with that.
Well, it doesn't make sense. He's top of the poster and he's the champ. Al-Solawi, the Jordanian Lion, 18-4, 7 knockouts, 5 submissions. He's been knocked out twice. 2-1 in the PFL. He's won 5 of his last 6. He did lose his last fight via knockout, though. He also was a regional champion. 2013 Pro MMA debut, 6 years younger than Sai, plus 140. Sadabu Sai, we know his nickname, Dan.
It's the Swedish Denzel Washington.
I forgot to type it in here, but how could I forget that? I have to forget to write that down. That's the most important nickname we've had. Yes, the Swedish Denzel Washington is 13-6-2 with 1 no contest, but knocked out 6 times. He's knocked out 6 people. He himself has been knocked out twice and submitted once. 7-4-2 with 1 no contest in the PFL. However, he is the champion of the world of last season. He's won 4 straight fights. He's fought at middleweight, 2013 Pro MMA debut. 4 inches height, 8 inches of reach over Al-Solawi, minus 170.
So eight inches of reach.
Yes. The surprise champion of last season, right? We didn't see this happening.
I did after he beat Rory McDonald. I'm pretty sure I picked him after that.
I know, but before the tournament, welterweight.
Oh, no, definitely not.
That's what I meant.
Well, especially because, like, one of the issues I saw with him is that, like, his takedown defense isn't always sharp. And then he, like, shored that up, made that work for him. And in addition to that, like, he's crisp with his boxing. Like, the thing I like about Sadabu Sai is that, like, when somebody moves forward on him and throws a whole bunch of hands, like, he doesn't get way out of range. He just gets, like, kind of a little bit out of range, right? Like, he just avoids the strike ever so slightly, but is in the pocket and returns punches in, like, a brutal way. And the thing about Al-Solawi, while I like him, and I think he's got a lot of potential, and I think there's a lot of great things he can do, first of all, he throws kind of too wild, and that worries me against a guy who's got good defense. And the second thing he does is he leaves his chin very high up. I don't know if that means Sadabu Sai will finish him, but I do think that means Sadabu Sai will tag him enough to win regularly. So I'm going to go with Sadabu Sai. I'm kind of surprised this line is as close as it is. You said negative 170 for Sadabu?
Yeah, I'm giving you good lines today.
I'll take that all day. If this doesn't get over negative 250, I think it's good parlay material. At negative 170, it's good straight-up material. I think, look, he's just so much more technical than Al-Solawi. I think the fact that he doesn't have to worry too much about the wrestling, and the fact that, like, Solawi's chin is just in the air. Yeah, give me Sadabu Sai all day here. Negative 130 is great price.
Don't mess up that beautiful face, right?
Is it a beautiful face? Are you into Jarrah Al-Solawi? Oh, I thought you were into Jarrah Al-Solawi.
No. I meant side. Don't get that beautiful face, or you'll be the Swedish Jeff Fox.
I like Denzel Washington.
Yeah. Well, really, there we learned something new. Gumby likes Denzel Washington. All right. the main event, Dan. It's main event time.
There's your episode title.
Gumby likes. Nah, I think I already have a better one. You said something else funny. The main event.
I always say something funny.
I know, it's true. You never comment though when I put these titles up. Gumby never sells, sells any of my.
I know sell everything.
He knows sells everything, even when it's a good one. You guys are good ones while I was away. I have to admit, I taught you well. Main event time, Dan. Lightweights. Olivia Aubin-Mercier versus Shane Burgos. This would be insane if they put it on the undercard. Fine. Actually, I don't usually watch the undercard, so hopefully it is the main event. TSN will make sure it is up here. We'll tell you about Shane Burgos first. Hurricane Shane, 15-3, 5 knockouts, 5 submissions. He's been knocked out twice. This is his PFL debut after going 8-3 in the UFC. He's the one that Dana White says they made a mistake, right? He got away and they should have re-signed
him. He's the only one they said he made a mistake.
Yeah, that's the only, like, he didn't make a mistake with Ngannou or anyone else, but no, if Shane Burgos. He's won two straight fights and two of his last four. That would make him 2-2. He's not lost since May of 2021. He's fought at featherweight, actually primarily fought at featherweight. So he's moving up here for the PFL. 2013 pro MMA debut. He's 2 years younger than Aubin Mercier, an inch of height on him, plus 125. Olivier Aubin Mercier, the Quebec kid, the Canadian gangster, the Canadian tuxedo, but I think it's usually OAM is what people call him, which isn't an official nickname, but still, he's 17-5, two knockouts, eight submissions, never been finished in a fight, 6-0 in PFL and the champion, the reigning champion. Won his last via knockout against, we mentioned it earlier, was it Steve Ray? Yes.
Oh, Steve Ray.
Yes, he knocked out. Not Sada Busai. He doesn't get knocked out.
He's a champ.
Too handsome. He's not lost since July of 2019. So he made a good move going to the PFL, making all this money. 7-5 in the UFC. He was 2-0 in the Ultimate Fighter, but lost in the Ultimate Fighter finale. He used to fight at welterweight. That was the Ultimate Fighter experience. 2011 pro MMA debut. 5 inches of reach over Burgos. I can't say his name now. Minus 155.
Burgos,
for the main event.
Burgos all day. I can't believe
he's doing this on purpose, guys.
Dude, I can't believe this is plus money. I can't believe it's plus money.
Is this Dana White talking to me?
Dude, this dude has got a 91% takedown defense in the UFC.
He's serious. He said two dudes, like, back to back. Two out of three words were dudes. So he is serious here.
And,
dude,
like, we're talking about a guy who landed almost 200 strikes on Billy Quarantillo. And not that, dude, not that Olivia of Mercier is not again. Good. I'll do you 44 times. I don't care. I'll do 44.
That's when you're serious, though. When the dudes come out, that's when Gilbert's telling the truth.
44 dudes should be the name of the episode. But seriously, he lands so many strikes. He's such a good boxer. This is a guy who went toe-to-toe with Calvin Kattar. And was, like, getting the better of a lot of Calvin Kattar exchanges, only to ultimately lose that fight. You know, he beat the hell out of Cub Swanson. He knocked out Makwan Amirkani. He went toe-to-toe with Josh Emmett and was, like, a fight of the year performance in that fight. Like, I think that fight was one of the best I saw that whole year. You know, that fight with Billy Quarantillo, if it wasn't on the card with Gaethje Chandler, was a fight of the year candidate as well. Like, the guy just goes in there and he throws, and he stuffs takedowns. He stuffs takedowns at an insane rate. And I know Olivier Alba Mercier has fallen in love with his hands lately, and that's cute and great, but, like, it doesn't work against the guy who boxes like Shane Burgos. He's so fast. He's so crisp. He's so much better. And I will say this. If he's fallen in love with his hands, that's going to be even worse for Olivia Alba Mercier. He can't assume that he's got a striking advantage here because he doesn't.
It's Mercier, everyone, again. I know he refuses, but
Mercier. It's
Mercier.
This is America.
This is America. It is. Everyone does not listen to us. We have hundreds of countries. Honestly, we have hundreds of people, hundreds of countries listen to us, but fine. This is America.
80% American.
It isn't something like that, isn't it? Maybe not that high, but yeah, it's close. All right. Let's break her down. Let's recap. I mean, he's got Shane Burgos as a dog, surprising dog. So maybe you better get in on that quick as this gets into your ear holes. Sada Busai as a favorite. Schultz as a big favorite. Manthio as a surprising underdog, right? You're surprised by that?
I kind of surprised, yeah.
Yeah, hopefully that stays a dog for you people. And Magomed Karamov as a big favorite. Not surprising.
That does it. I'm also going to throw you guys a couple of ones that I don't... We don't have time to break these down, but I will tell
you... We're lazy. Go ahead.
If you're looking... And Zach Uscola, right now, even money against Brandon Jenkins. He definitely is going to wrestle that fight. I'll take him in that one. I also really like Yamato Nishikawa against Clay Collard. It's like a 2-1 underdog. And if you're feeling real fun, Patrick Brady plus 450 against Dennis Goltzoff. He's a Henzo Gracie Philly guy. Plus 450 on the Henzo Gracie Philly guy? Why not?
Yep, he loves his Henzo Gracie Philly guys. That's for sure. All right. Was there any more Canadians that you were fading in those picks, Dan? I don't think there were.
They can all be honorary Canadians when they lose.
He's really anti-Canadian this week. He is. This is America, he even said. So there you go. All right. Enough of his patriotism. Let's get out of here. We're going to be back in your ear holes on Wednesday with hopefully no more xenophobic talk. We'll be talking UFC on ESPN. Holloway versus that other guy, the undefeated guy. Not Brendan Allen, Arnold Allen. Arnold. Brendan Allen, that would be a bit of a size discrepancy. I wouldn't count Max Holloway out of that fight, though. We'll break that prelims Wednesday, main card Thursday. Make sure you get us in your ear holes. Downloads were way up last week. Thank you, everyone, for listening to the show. If you know someone else, another degen out there in your life, that would be or just someone that's interested in MMA, send them our way. We'll take all comers. As we will in our Discord, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/discord, to get in there, join in the fun. Maybe you get an episode named after you because Gumby's just handing them out like they're free. Technically, I guess they are. We should make people pay for them going forward. That might be an idea. Well, I'll talk about that off air. Monetization issue. Make people pay for a sponsorship, just like arenas. People get their names on arenas, it'll be like that.
You can get it on the mat in the UFC now for just a smooth grand.
They'll do anything, eh? There's going to be some funny ones are going to sneak through, guaranteed, right?
I don't know, but I really do love that you said they'll do anything, A, on an episode where we're talking about being Canadian.
A, they will. And you said dude a bunch of times. That's American, isn't it? Dude, yeah. Maybe not from your part of the world in America, but if you're out west, it would have been better. But anyhow, did you skateboard, Dan? Were you a skateboard dude?
I didn't skateboard so much, but I was tangential to skateboard culture.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Yeah!
There you go. That's where the dudes come from. There you go.
My kids are really into that right now.
Oh, good. Good. My son says a movie's coming out that looks good. A new
Ninja Turtle movie. My kids are pumped about it, too.
Good. He went and saw Super Mario, the Mario movie yesterday. Said it was amazing.
So you mean Mario?
Mario. I said Super Mario, but it was just Mario, right?
It's Mario.
Yes. You probably don't let your kids play video games so they don't know about Mario, right?
I don't know, but this is definitely what the people pay for.
Yeah, exactly. The real hardcore stay till the end. Oh, I did want to give a shout out to Dredney, who says he always listens to our introductions. You said no one listens to the intros. He listens to all the intros. He said even if it's an event, he doesn't plan on betting. He listens to the intros, and then he turns it off. So it's better than nothing. Thank you if you've made it this far, whoever is listening. Told you about the Discord, Twitter, SGP and MMA. Gumby runs that. He's at Gumby Vreeland. I'm at Jeff Fox Writer. I write about MMA at sportsgamblingpodcast.com, as does Gumby. We cover a bunch of other sports there. There's a few other writers, too, that we cover every sport there. So in written or oral form, get in there. Everything you need is there. I also write about MMA at moneymma.substack.com. Free subscription, or if you want to unlock the whole site, special sale on right now, $25 for a year. So that's nothing. And help me feed my children. Hey, Gumby's at Top Turtle MMA, and this week is all UFC, right?
Yeah, it's all UFC. We got Zach Cummins, Dustin Jacoby, and Bruno Brazil.
There you go. Boom. Is that it? That's it. We'll be back Wednesday. Gumby, go ahead.
I'm David Gumby Freeland. He's the Jordanian Lion, Jeff Fox. And we will see you on Wednesday.